This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Beer!
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
Is the Rise Guys Morning Show, 93.3, The Planet Rocks.
Mail's in.
Our sacks about to overflow because we got a big old load to Rise Guys mail sack.
That big old sack.
You're gonna laugh, you're gonna shout, you won't believe what comes out the Rise Guys mail sack.
Yeah, can I play with your sack, man?
Display your dirty underwear.
The Rise Guys at AOL.com. That is how you can get in touch with us at any time, especially if you podcast and you can't communicate with us live. That's the way to do it. A couple things to get through. First of all, the folks email. This is what I don't understand about people. Like yesterday when there was the Facebook outage, people were emailing wanting to know what was wrong with Facebook rather than Googling. What was wrong with Facebook? This is fine. Folks are asking by email, what is the FOF line number? Which, okay, we'll make it as easy as possible. 864-241-4318. I mean, you Google, but I get it. It's okay.
Yeah.
And then the other thing, really, and this is something we need to work on personally, I think, is several email about how to be a P1.
Yeah. The easiest way is text P1 to the CarolinaVaporMill.com text line, 72341.
That's the one.
Mm-hmm.
You can sign up. It takes 48 seconds to sign up is the average. It's about half of other listeners signing up.
Yeah.
See, if you already have a name, right? Some people sit there and, what am I going to call myself?
I'm calling myself. We need more P1 red beards.
Yeah, because I'll call you Redbird.
Yeah.
Accidentally. Yeah. I apologize.
We ain't got about 12 P1 Redbeards. We need some more.
That's true.
If you call yourself a P1, we better see you tomorrow at Dave and Buster's or Saturday at Shenanigans on the Square at Wild Wing in Spartanburg or Sunday at Thomas Creek Brewing for St. Patrick's Day. We better see you at one of those three places if you call yourself a P1.
Yeah.
Because they're all family friendly.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
Come hang out, guys.
Ain't no excuses not to have fun.
I told Paige I'd come by and pick her up on Sunday. Bring her to the party.
Yeah.
It's just like, you can't drive. And it's like, oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
You want
her 9 will be glad to do it, though.
Sure. That's out of my way.
It's out of your way?
Way out of my way.
Oh, 9 won't go out of his way for a friend, it sounds like.
It's way out of my way. That would turn a 10-minute drive into at least 45 minutes.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. At least 45 minutes one way.
Sorry.
If you want to join us on Sunday for the big party at the Mecca of Beer in the Upstate, talking about Thomas Creek Brewery, we will have Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, of course. Actually, we're going to have a lazy river of P1 Pilsner. You can get in with your dogs, float around in.
Awesome.
For St. Patrick, I'm kidding about that. But we will have Nines Knockout Nines High Gravity Beer.
Uh-huh.
This is like a 10% or ABV.
Yeah.
And then you're going to have the debut of Matt Moses, which will be something. I make no bones about it. I like fruity drinks.
You do.
I do. I like a little sweet. I don't like all that cinnamon and gold.
I like beer.
I like beer.
And liquor, but beer is good.
Never sicker.
Beer is good. Man, it's going to be a fun weekend for
us. It really
is. And for y'all, if you want to come out and join us. And if you don't come out and join us, you just don't like fun.
Well,
you don't like fun. And how do you not like fun?
On paper, it looks like a busy weekend, but busy is when you're not having fun.
Yes.
Like when you say, I got a busy vacation planned. No, you know you don't.
No.
It's going to be a busy weekend, but it's going to be a fun weekend.
Going to go out and meet people and see people we probably haven't seen in a while. It's going to be fun.
Yeah. We'll shake dogs, kiss babies, whatever it takes. theriseguys at AOL.com. Dear Saviors, your morning radio. Are you aware that blank and blank are basically ripping off Facebook fussing? They call it the Friday Facebook fights. And aren't they in the same building as you guys? Boy, that's got to be awkward at the water cooler. Love you all. P1 LeJean Marston.
That's a good P1 name. Well, you know, I guess it's worse because they're in the same building. Then again, everybody else rips that off now, too.
Yeah.
That's nationally ripped off all over the place at this point.
But
we did it first.
But, like, if it's somebody in this building or in the buildings downtown Greenville or wherever they're doing radio, old department store fronts, whatever it is, people still know, though.
Yeah, they do.
Even their, Facebook fussing and, like, truth and consequences and phone scams, things like that have permeated outside the P1 family.
Mm-hmm.
People might not listen and know it, but they know it by name.
Yeah.
So even when they do it, their own listeners know that they sunk down the level. I mean, they've been doing it longer than we have, and yet they're taking our ideas.
Mm-hmm.
That says a lot. That's what you call coasting, my friends.
It is.
That's coasting.
Coast.
And I'll say it, and I'll stand by it. And I'll announce that at the Christmas party this year. Holiday party, sorry.
Holiday, yeah.
Sorry to offend.
Holiday party.
TheRiseGuys at AOL.com. Mm-hmm. It is bothersome, but, I mean, what do you do? What do you do?
Nothing. Say we did it first and take pride in the fact that it's a good thing?
Yeah. Yeah. Take that.
We take the high road, man.
Well, you used to.
I still do.
You
not
do.
That, just different,
not like that.
Just a different one now.
Yeah. Let's get to this one. Hey, Rise Guys. I've been a P1 for like 10 years now, since I was a freshman in high school. I'm dating a girl for the past 8 months. She loves dogs. I do not like her dogs. I know some of y'all are going to say something's wrong with me, but I just do not like her dogs. Maybe I'd like some dogs?
You got it right the first time.
Yeah.
I was speaking as him, though.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe I would like some dogs. But she has two big Labradors, and they are just so spoiled. They're always in the way, always demanding all of our attention. They get mad if we kiss. They don't listen. They're basically spoiled brat dogs. They're brother and sister, both 3 years old, both butthole dogs. What breed is that, Paige? What do you mix together to make those?
I don't know.
It's a Labrador and a butthole.
Is that what it is? Oh, I see.
Nice.
So what should I do about these dogs? They're both going to be around for another 10 years. We can't hardly go anywhere that isn't dog friendly. I don't know how we could ever be able to take a vacation together. I guess it'll be at least 10 years before we can think about having kids, if we ever get married. I'm going to have dog hair all up on my tux. Am I being a jerk here or what? I just kind of want to know what you guys think. I mean, I don't want to break up with her, but the more the new wears off of this relationship, the more these dogs piss me off every time I'm around them. Tickle it, guys. P1, Long John Bobbitt.
Really?
And take her two hacks.
Good P1 names here. Man.
LeJean Marston is good.
I'll say it.
Say it. Will you say it?
I'll catch some heat for it, but I'll say it.
Say it.
I have known.
Don't spray it.
Currently do know. We'll probably know some more. A lot, not all, but a good many.
Yes.
Single women
have kids.
Dog, no, well, around here,
okay.
Certainly.
Yeah. Go ahead.
All of them have kids. All of them.
Yeah.
All of them.
You said that earlier.
Yeah.
I now believe it.
If you're a single woman in the upstate, how are your kids doing? Because you have some. Yeah. But no, if you're a single woman who doesn't have kids, odds are you have a dog. And I've known a lot of single women who didn't have kids but did have dogs. And those dogs are just out of hand, spoiled, rotten, bad. Not all, but
babied.
A good many.
Puppied.
A good many. Or just yes. Like spoiled, rotten, out of hand, like bad.
Yeah.
What is bad? Like not housebroken and tearing things up?
Well, I know one single woman who has a dog that isn't housebroken. I know one single woman who has a dog that has tried to jump on my dog before.
Like that went the other way around.
Public places.
Oh, no.
Multiple times. Yeah. My dog's got like 30, 40 pounds on that dog. It's a bad idea.
Yeah. Don't tell anybody that.
Inga's a good girl, though.
Yeah, she's a good dog.
She just ignores it.
I love when Jimmy forgets he's on the radio with like 800,000 people listening. And he says, look, don't say anything.
Don't say anything.
He looks her up.
I know what I'm doing.
He's like, I have a puppy who's a little wild, and I know that Eva probably gets on people's nerves, but she'll grow out of it.
Well, yeah, there's being a puppy, but these dogs are three and they're like that. I mean, I think it's
three
just,
is still kind of young, though. They're still
just
she's 21 just at 3 years old.
Something that comes with well, weren't you were not house trained at 21? Neither was I.
No. That's trailer training.
I mean, house training, right? You know, 6 months needs to happen. But
yeah.
As far as dogs wanting to run and play, that's kind of a big dog thing.
Now, somebody please sign your text when you text in, just so we can say hey to you and all that stuff. But somebody texts in and says, don't try to change yourself. If you're not an animal person, you won't be an animal person. I disagree.
Yeah, as Matt was an animal person, now he loves bear.
Mm-hmm. I like Rusty, too.
You love bear.
I love bear.
See, that's so sad. Rusty can come stay with
me. Did you see the picture of bear just laying on the bed? I don't remember. I tried to put this out yesterday, but damn, the internet wouldn't allow it to happen.
I have to say, bear is just the cutest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah. It's, dude, somebody just texted in. Somebody who's like a dog whisperer, apparently. That is a cute picture of bear.
I mean, how do you not just want to hold that little dog?
Yeah, you do.
If you put the other dog in there, it'd be an awful picture.
It would be.
This text
he
came
wouldn't
in,
look at the camera.
Says, that's right. They think it's love, but the dogs are dominant.
Oh, yeah. The dog wins. The dog gets his way. You bark till you finally give him the treat, and then he... you're absolutely right.
That's the situation I've seen several times with friends of mine who have been single women who did not have kids but did have dogs. The dogs were
running the house,
outright dominant. They were the alpha.
Yeah,
and
you
can't allow that with a
that.
Dog. Yeah, you can't allow that with a dog.
You can't have them bite you. You have to bite them.
No, well, it's not that the dogs want to bite them because the dog is spoiled rotten.
Yeah. No, they got to behave.
Your turn with the peanut butter.
I beg your pardon.
What if your dog has a nut allergy? That's going to suck.
You really are. For you, fat boy. Yeah.
P1 Chicken Bone texted, I know a childless woman who has three dogs, and the way she tells me she spoils her dogs would drive me insane. Now, it isn't all of them. I mean, there's some single women have great dogs. Some single men have terrible dogs that are spoiled just as bad or worse. But I've noticed a pattern with, you know, some friends of mine who are single women who don't have kids just have some dogs that are out of hand.
Do you have friends who are women is what I want to understand. That's the thing I don't get.
Well, usually...
How do you not develop feelings for these ladies? Well, they're ugly girls that you're friends with?
No.
That's what I would do.
The two I'm talking about are beautiful women.
I wouldn't want to tempt myself is what I'm saying.
Well, no. I mean, they must not want to have sex with me.
Oh.
That must be
well, they're the ones keeping the ugly friends in.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
No, you're handsome. I'll get out.
Only my mom says that. Mm-hmm. And... three or four ladies on Snapchat.
A very rugged face. I've told you that many times.
He's just precious.
Yeah, I think that's what that is, because, I mean, if they wanted to, I totally would.
Yeah.
In a heartbeat, brother.
The Rise Guys at AOL.com. I mean, I agree with everything said there. You're going to be one way or the other. Hey, Rise Guys, I wondered... Okay, I'll read this as it is. Hey, Rise Guys, I wanted to ask about tickets to Hollywood to see Motley Crue. I hear you're giving them away. My stepdad listens to y'all every day. He will work a 12-hour shift and sit in the truck for an hour just to listen to you guys and end up falling asleep. Oh, boy, that's a compliment. Thanks a lot.
He's tired.
Maybe he's not listening to us. Maybe we're putting him to sleep. We're located in Spartanburg. The past few years, his birthday hits. I'm struggling financially and never can get him anything. If it were not for this man, there's no telling what would be going on in my life right now. My real dad was abusive. So this would make his life. It would mean a lot to me, too, if you could help him win the tickets to see Motley Crue in Hollywood. How could I better my chances? Heather. P.S. Here's a picture of me and Nine from years ago when he came to the restaurant I worked at for the all-you-can-eat barbecue ribs.
you printed it.
Oh, let's see. Get it straight.
That's the two paper. That's the two sheeter.
I used two pieces to print this out.
Who had all-you-can-eat ribs?
I don't know. Why didn't you tell me about that like 800 pounds ago?
I write it down for you.
I tell you something, Jimmy. Let me pat you on the back. God bless you, man. Look at that picture of you versus you now. Golly.
Yeah.
Do you know where it is?
Oh, yeah. I figured it out. I recognize the lobby now. Yeah.
The lobby,
Yeah.
Huh?
They named the restaurant after our producer.
Yeah, they did.
You went to Schlotsky Boys.
No, we didn't. No. Man, but yeah, the shirt I'm wearing in this picture is, I remember that shirt because it was the first Pearl Snap shirt I ever owned, and it was a 4XL, and as you can see, the buttons are coming apart, and I'm so fat, and I'm standing up in it.
Oh, bless you. Yeah.
You busting out of that shirt.
He took my eye out with a Pearl Snap that day.
Handsome nine. I'm going to bust out of mine, you keep on.
There's no way we can help you get to the front of the line with a contest. Just go to 933theplanetrocks.com and, you know.
Yeah.
Kiss up to Mark Hendricks. He's the decider on that.
Oh, that was good.
That was good.
I can't get him much. Could you send him all across the country?
What?
Send my dad to Hollywood.
Oh, yeah. Well, we sing him to sleep every day. My birthday. Oh, see, now this sucks. Fat boy, you said this email was from 6 days ago. They want Paige to tell them happy birthday. They're going to be, their birthday is tomorrow and going to be 31 now. It would make my day if Paige would, well, they say sing you them happy birthday, but you could just say it.
Was
Andrew Breachin.
Ooh.
Had a birthday 6 days ago and we'd like you to tell him happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you, Andrew Breachin.
That was really me. You thought it was her. Put it back in. All right.
Happy birthday.
Okay, come here.
The Rise Guys at AOL.com.
All right.
Do we have time for another one?
Sure.
Paige says yes.
Paige says we do.
I'm just kidding. I don't know.
Boy, this one's a really small font here. Hey, Rise Guys, I'm a long-term fan of the show. Oh, very nice. Just recently became a P1. My finance and I are sending out invites for our wedding and would love to send y'all one, but I can't find your P.O. box. Would you come? P1 Alex.
Where is it?
It doesn't say.
I mean, it's kind of important where it is.
We don't have a post office box.
Is it in Easley at 10:30 any day during the week?
I thought you lived in Clemson now.
I got to go through there to get home.
Ha! Yesterday at lunch, me and Nine came to terms about something. You don't live in Easley. You do not live
what
in
mean,
Easley.
He doesn't live in Clemson.
Or you're Clemson.
Yeah.
Clemson.
Oh, where do I live then?
Like it's,
you got me.
It's a bit for you. Like, nobody can believe that I have never stepped foot in any of your homes, ever. I have never seen the inside of any place you've ever lived, Fat Boy.
Never.
I've never been inside any of your vehicles.
Never, not one time. I don't want to go, but Matt wants to.
I
he
would
never
like
has.
To.
Why do people not believe that? Like, what do they think happens?
Well,
they trot off on the way to the cars, you know, arm in arm.
Well, I mean, they figure we probably would have went places together. Or
we don't dislike each other, but
dislike each other.
Does anybody has anybody ashamed. Been to your house besides your immediate family though ever?
Or someone attempting to collect a debt?
I don't have any guests.
None, right? You don't have any guests.
Mm-mm. I don't hang out with people. I don't invite anybody over. You know, I'm entertained when I'm at home.
Mm-hmm.
Me, the TV, the internet. I have to entertain you.
Your friend.
That's what I like to think I'm doing right now.
Fat Boy's best friend is Sam. Samsung.
Yeah, he used to be friends with Vizio.
Vizio.
But he got deported. He was from Italy.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
I like to think the entertaining we do is right here within this little microcosm of time.
I love people. I'm always looking for people to hang out with. I wish people would come over to the house so I could cook food for them.
I'm going to send them your way.
Please do. I don't care who it is. I always cook up so much food, and then nobody's there to eat it. Man, come on.
Cook me a hot dog, nah.
Yeah. I just want to share the wealth, man.
You should have a remote at your house.
No.
I'll come by and see you.
No.
The Rise Guys at AOL.com. That's how you can. And then there's some emails about the St. Patty's Day party. Yeah, you can come. You don't have to be 21. You can come and enjoy the. Yeah, they can eat a beer brat even if they're not 21, no?
I'm pretty sure you can.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm positive you can.
No?
The
no?
The thing is, all the people that want to come to my house are not people I would give my address to.
Nine. A bunch of dudes want to come over.
Not just that, you know.
Like when you take pictures of food, Nine, and put it out on your social media and say, you know, there's plenty, everybody come over or whatever.
Yeah.
I think people take that as you're just saying it. Like,
oh, they do.
It's
yeah,
like when
totally
you're leaving
do.
Somebody's house, my parents would always, or my daddy specifically, would say, all right, y'all come go with us.
Oh,
like,
I would.
I would say to my daddy,
I'd
daddy, what if they go
were.
With us, though? What if they say, all right, we got nothing going on. Let's go to your house. Come go with us.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah, I'd mess with them. I mean, I'd not mess with them. I'd be in the car. I'd get in the back seat. Let's
put
go
my
going.
Pants on and go to their house.
It's a figure of speech, James.
Yeah.
Get out of the car.
Like, here's a question.
I'm sincere when I say that. Like, come on, I'm bringing you a plate.
Fatboy, I know you live close. You live a very private life. You really, really do. You're all about privates.
Fatboy and I couldn't be more opposite.
It's like when you talk, you set up this mindset of you racing home to Clemson, air quotes. You stop by a drive-through, and then in the picture that you paint, you sit on your couch all day watching television with a nap here and there. Mm-hmm. You're very happily married now for over a decade, 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Long time.
Does she? What does your wife do? Like, does she watch the television with you, or is she over here doing whatever?
She's at work.
Oh, she's at work.
All the time, though? Because you're at home a lot.
I get home, man. I'll take the dog out. I don't like to walk the dog too much, so I'll put her on the...
It involves walking.
I'll put her on the patio leash.
Yeah.
And say, you better go in the grass. I'll whip up something to eat if I have not stopped yet, and I'll sleep till about 4 or 5 o'clock.
How often do you make it all the way to Clemson without stopping?
It's tough. It's tough. I ain't going to lie. I'll wake up, check out the news for 2.5 hours, watch a ball game, go to bed about midnight.
Yeah.
Wake up at 3. Do it all over again. Come see your shining faces.
I don't think your brain ever goes to sleep either like mine does. And I try to get, like, I was asleep by 9:30 last night. I can usually go to 10.
What does that mean when you say your brain doesn't go to sleep? Because let me tell you, I can look at a wall or a TV and just, like, not have a thought. I can stare off and look stupid.
I don't know what it means. It's the opposite of what you think. Like, normally, you think as you get older, your brain gets a little cloudier or whatever. My short-term memory sucks, but it always has. But, like, used to, I would wake up and literally have to sit there for a second trying to figure out what day it was.
Really?
Now, I feel like I instantly wake up, somehow can figure out what day it is, and within 3 minutes, I'm already thinking, what are we going to do on the show today? Oh, it's Thursday. We're going to do fussing. Like, it's weird how it never shuts off all the way in my brain.
I think mine dies sometimes. At some points, it just stops. Like, I can remember going to sleep, closing my eyes, and what seems like 5 minutes later, which is actually 3.5 hours later, just waking up. Like, I don't have a thought or a dream in between.
And you don't take any kind of sleep aids? No,
I could go to sleep right now if I had like 5 minutes to lay down.
You have your tonsils?
Yeah.
Well, do you have to? Are you in deep REM sleep?
I'm out.
When you dream? Because you need that deep REM sleep to recover.
I tell you, it's funny you say that because the other day, I rarely remember dreams anymore, but the other day I woke up in the middle of the night and I was in a dream. And it wasn't a wet dream or any sexual or anything like that, but it was euphoric. And when I woke up, I was so disappointed that I tensed up, like, go back to sleep, get back to it. Yeah. And I couldn't.
So maybe you're sleeping more than you think.
I don't know what the dream was, but it felt so good, and it wasn't sexual. It was just euphoric. And then the minute I woke up, I was so disappointed. So disappointed.
I don't think Fatboy ever sleeps long enough to get into that real deep REM sleep.
Because you need that.
Because you say you never sleep more than 2-3 hours in one shot. Like, I never sleep more than 5 usually in one shot, sometimes 6. And about once a month, I'll crash out for 12 hours, like the other day.
Yeah. That feels good.
Yeah, I'll do short bursts. But I wake up with massive headaches. Because I'll notice the way I sleep is with my tongue in between my teeth.
That's apnea, brother.
You need to go have another sleep study.
That's apnea.
Well, I had one and the chick quit. What if they would have said, you got it real bad, dude? That was like 10 years ago.
No, the headache like that's a definite sign of apnea.
And I've said my memory's not so good, but was it the lady that quit that thing? Wasn't that a freebie setup?
It might have been.
It was.
But I still wore the thing and took the test.
Well, I know, but like, go get that. If you're waking up with the headaches and all that, you're getting some lack of oxygen.
We have pretty good insurance.
What?
We do.
We really do.
When I went for my root canal, I had to pay a nice chunk of change. Within 2 days, I had about 60-70% of it back in the form of a check.
Yeah, the dental's good.
It ain't going to be free, but we have pretty decent insurance, man.
Go get the sleep study.
That's way too much money. Dude, you have to pay the deductible.
Or die.
Thousands of dollars before they even kick anything out. It's awful.
Well, it depends on which deductible you get.
I'm bottom of the barrel plan.
If you know you need something like a sleep study, I'd suggest getting on, one of those
you know what?
Lower deductibles, rather.
Buff Bagwell's in great shape. I saw his ass. He's in good shape. He's got sleep apnea. If I looked like him, I'd still have it. What's the point?
No, you probably wouldn't if you looked like him.
He's got it.
You'd also wear an airbrushed Abraham Lincoln hat. Let people wear it for an additional $10.
Yeah.
It's just my condition, man. Like, some people have a bum leg.
And I'd have seen you wrestle with a staph infection and a bum shoulder several times.
Some people have, like, you know, a big tongue or a lisp.
Pointed sideburns.
Some people say wickle. I just got sleep apnea. That's just my condition.
Aw.
That's my deal. Can I get disability for it?
I mean, it's serious if it can stop your heart and you're not breathing properly. It is serious.
But it's very, you can die from it.
Yeah.
I like the way you said it.
He died from it.
Caller 13.
He said it with an exclamation mark. It's a secret sound. All right. The Rise Guys at AOL.com. It's up to 9 to decide if we can post a picture of him at the All You Can Eat Barbecue post.
Oh, yeah.
All right. We'll post that then. Throwback Thursday. Paige, what are you working on in the Plex?
Well, we've got a story about a man who's never dated a woman who was older than 25 years of age, and he's in his 40s. I'll tell you who he is.
Nice.
Really?
Work here.
In your Rise Guys headlines.
All right, thank you, Paige. We'll get to the bottom of that next in your Rise Guys headlines. Morning, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Man, Nine, Paige, and Fat Boy.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
It's Rise Guys headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-haws.
All right, here's a little story for you. A Reddit user created a hilarious and shocking timeline of a movie star's dating prowess. The star in question never dates a woman over 25 years of age.
I was thinking Matthew McConaughey, but I was just thinking of the character that he played.
You're thinking Wooderson.
All right.
All right. I get older, they stay the same.
Lincolns.
You can go to Six or go to the Emporium. Is that arm ready to throw for 4,000 yards next fall?
He's a good man. You know what I watched? I think I said it a couple weeks ago. Was Dallas Buyers Club? I'd never seen it before. God, he was great in that.
Yeah, he's good.
Was. So was Joker.
Yeah.
Yeah, Joker was playing a alternative character.
Uh-huh.
I don't know really what do you call that? Crossdresser?
Yeah.
I don't know.
With AIDS. God, he was great.
He was.
I thought he really had it. Looking at him.
Oh yeah.
Very thin. All right. Well, the answer is Leonardo DiCaprio. He's never dated a woman over the age of 25. His current girlfriend, Camila Moroni, turned 21 this year, and Leo is 44.
I ain't heard that name yet. I'm like Fat Boy. I'm going to turn my computer back on.
Do you have to look? You kind of can think about who's dated before, and
like.
You have a pretty good idea.
She probably looks like Gal Gadot. What is her name again, Paige?
Camila.
Yeah.
Maroney, M-R-R-O-N.
Don't even have to finish, man.
Yeah. Yeah, 21 years of age. She's beautiful.
Gal Gadot is much too old for him. She's in her
30s. Oh, yeah. She's
God.
Senior citizen.
I think there's one woman out in Hollywood giving birth to all these women. They all look exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she looks like Cindy Crawford, a little bit of, what's the lady? She's on Modern Family. She's got Sofia Vergara. Mm-hmm. She looks a little bit like her, too.
Yeah.
There's got to be in some kind of go-between, right? How do you meet him if you're these chicks?
He's a modelizer. That's what he does.
A modelizer.
They're all models.
He goes for models.
But I mean, like,
look at his track record.
Is he just going to these shows and like picking them out? And Garcon.
It's fashion week.
Oh, boy.
Like, no, there's got to be some kind of go-between that sets him up with this situation, at least initially, yeah.
It's got to be. I mean, what do you say if you're her parents. I'm like, he's a great actor. That's kind of cool.
Somebody's going up to him and saying, hey.
You're dating Wolf of Wall Street?
Hey, yes. Leo wants to meet you. And then, like, oh, yes. My God, okay.
Oh, my gosh.
You're dating Arnie?
Okay.
Arnie, yes. Let's go climb the water tower together. Get naked on top.
According to this graph on Reddit.
Is his mama really that fat?
Leo's prowess began.
Gilbert Grape.
According to this graph, in 1999, when he was 24, he was with Giselle Bundchen. So, 5 years later, in 2004, they broke up. When he was 29, she was 23.
Mm-hmm. That's like the greatest set of Eskimo twins, right? That's like top tier.
Brady and Leo.
Yeah. You can top that.
Yeah, no kidding. Jeff Bezos might be next in line.
I know, right?
God.
She's had some pretty handsome boys.
Yeah.
Have you seen her?
She's gorgeous. I mean, I'm just wondering, you know, because they're all models on this graph. He also dated in 2005. He was dating Bar Raffaele.
Oh, yes. I went there and had drinks.
He was 30. She was 20. They lasted until 2010 when he was 35 and she was 25.
God, this chick's 21 years old from Argentina.
Mm-hmm.
So here's one.
Is that Karina? Karina, if you know her, let us know. See if you can arrange an interview.
Out of all of his various 5'9" beautiful women that he's loved over the years, and they're all 5'9".
They've all been rail thin.
Yeah, they have been. Bar Raffaelli's my favorite of the bunch.
She's pretty.
Still.
Have you seen Bar Louie yet?
Blake Lively. You like Blake Lively, man.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, he dated her.
Yeah.
Ah, well, hey, that might be the new number one, Leo and Brian Reynolds.
Yeah. I think he just liked her because she was tall. Because, I mean, don't get me wrong, she's, like, otherworldly beautiful and gorgeous, but, you know, I don't know if she's quite on the same level as some of the supermodels that have been in and out of his life.
Or vice versa.
Yeah.
What, I wonder if that's his cutoff age or if that's just where... It's just coincidental.
He's 44.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he's never dated a woman older than 25.
No.
God, I would be very upset if I was 24 and I had a birthday coming up.
I know. Yeah. Like, oh, well, like, we're about to break
we're
up.
We're done.
About to break up.
By the way, her daddy, Massimo Moroni, is an actor.
Okay.
Best known as Augustus from the movie Brothel.
Maybe he's just a bachelor and never wants to get serious with anybody.
Yeah. Hell, he's never married, huh?
No kids.
Never. No kids.
Ton of money. Hair. He has hair.
Yeah, still has a nice head of hair on him.
How tall is he?
About 6 foot.
Is he really?
Yeah.
How do you know that?
I just know things.
Yeah.
I'm going to look it up. It'll take
if
me
he was
way
like 5'7", and he's dating all these really tall
Google
women.
Leonardo DiCaprio height.
Not that
is that
matters.
The way to do it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Not that that matters.
Says here that he's 6 foot tall.
Woo!
How tall is Johnny Depp? 9?
5'10".
God, Lord.
He's a little taller with his arm.
How tall is Brad Pitt?
6'1".
I think he is 6'1".
215.
Wrong. He's 5'11", scumbag.
Oh, okay.
Tom Cruise?
5'8".
5'8", 5'7", 5'8".
I need an answer.
5'7".
Paige is right, 5'7".
Because I remember I was taller than him.
He ain't really that tall.
He's not. He's
not
5'7",
is he?
He ain't really that tall.
It doesn't
says
matter.
Says he is.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Man, well, DiCaprio.
DiCaprio lives in one of Michael Jackson's former homes in Hollywood.
Well, you got to sell it now.
I would.
Why?
Can't find nobody to sell it to, probably.
Nobody wants to live there
I
now.
Tell you.
Since I turned 25, I've never dated a woman younger than 25.
Thank you.
I don't think many dudes do once they get older, though. Just a few.
What if she was 25 and he, I mean, would he say, I'm sorry, but you're too old?
Yes, he would.
That's kind of sad.
That's what Kate Beckinsale's doing now. Old Pete Davidson and her ex-boyfriend before him is like 22 or 21.
That's one thing I don't get. Paige, explain Pete Davidson to me right now. He's the guy from SNL, made famous by Ariana Grande.
I mean, he might be charming and treat them well and funny.
He's also very sad.
He seems like there's a really weird side to him that he would get on my nerves.
I have him on my death pool. I wanted to break up with him.
Like, he seems kind of emo to me, and I would probably end up slapping him.
Yeah, I mean, he's
like,
a funny
snap
dude.
Snap out of it. Let's go.
He's this mix of funny and also, like, this burdensome sadness, it seems like.
Yeah, like, I feel like he attracts fixers.
Yeah.
Like, they see this guy who's sad. I mean, his dad
away from that, so.
Died in 9/11 in the towers, and he's made tweets about killing himself, and suddenly women are like, that's oddly sexy to me.
Well, I mean, have you met women? They love that.
My great aunt went down in the Hindenburg. Nobody gives a damn about that.
Hey, Spruce Moose.
If you're a dude who ain't in need of fixing, women don't want nothing to do with you, man.
I'm not attracted to him, so I must not be a real woman. Because I don't want to fix him. I don't want to fix anybody.
God, this is awful, man. I'm glad I don't have to date. Women try to, you know, build you up like a project.
Yeah.
Well, that sucks.
You're an ongoing project.
We just need to have equality. Like, ladies,
equality.
We don't need you to fix us. Just fix us dinner.
Oh,
boom.
I want a man who can fix me dinner.
That was a joke.
Yeah, I was going to say, good luck cooking better than me.
That was a joke.
I know. See, I like a man that's going to compete with me. We can cook and see who does better.
Yeah, I'll play Scrabble with you, too.
Yeah,
you in my
I
kitchen,
like
you might lose an arm.
I'll use real words.
I like that. You know, just someone who has a life that doesn't expect a mommy when you get married.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'll never be someone's caretaker.
Well, that's the thing. A lot of women are attracted to men who need fixing, but...
No.
Are any of the dudes in the room attracted to women who need fixing?
Yes.
In the room?
No, not
you're
in
not
the
room. A woman. I mean,
no,
a man.
But I mean, in general, men are attracted to women that they can help for some reason.
Incorrect.
Yes, they are. I've
a
known
lot
guys.
Of some men probably are. I mean, it seems like some
I know
men
guys
are.
That are. I'm like, why do you stay with her? I just feel like I need to help her.
But that's
I'm like, what?
I think
why?
That's more of a desperation slash leverage move on the part of a man, where you want somebody who has to lean on you, has to rely on you to provide them some kind of care.
Yeah, right.
I think it's more of like a desperation slash leverage control move.
But, Jimmy.
Yes.
I realize you've never walked that aisle, but.
I did one time.
I'm talking about as the NWA heavyweight champion.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
No, what I'm saying here is that whole, I forgot about that. it says in sickness and in health.
Yeah. Doesn't mean you don't
what
help
if he's
somebody
already
if they
sick,
need
though?
I know. If he's already sick, that's fine, but you don't want to be a nurse and a mother. That's not your role.
Well, I just remember Jimmy was previously married, so that's why my whole argument's gone now. Yeah.
Well, I mean, that can be the whole reason why you're attracted to someone. I mean, there has to be something that you have in common. Or
well, if the whole reason you're attracted to them because they're sick, that's probably unhealthy. You need to talk to somebody.
You think? You got to fix somebody,
yeah,
make them the way you want them to be. That's
there's
kinda
just something in women that make them caretakers. I mean, and I'm not saying a servant, but they just that maternal instinct kicks in.
Of course.
Even if they don't have kids, like Jimmy pointed out earlier, they'll take care of an animal in that same way.
Always.
Mm-hmm. Just something kicks in, and guys are just like, I don't know what. I mean, I'm not saying the guys can't be good dads or good.
Yeah, you are.
Markers of dogs or anything like that. But, like, women they just know. It's just something in the DNA. Even the lesbians, they know how to do it.
I mean, yeah. We're nesters. We have our homes, and we like it the way it is, That is a fact.
Yeah. Nesters.
We care about you. We want to take care of you, but not mother you and smother you. Hopefully.
I don't mind if you smother me, Paige.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. Come on.
All right.
We like that.
Either way you want to do it. With a pillow?
Oh, no, we're not doing that. All right, so here's the list of who's inducting who at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That's going to go down. The ceremony takes place March 29th at Barclays Center in Brooklyn, and it will air on HBO.
Def Leppard's going in finally.
Yeah.
Thank God.
So here's the exciting part. Harry Styles will induct Stevie Nicks. David Byrne from the Talking Heads will induct Radiohead. Trent Reznor from Nine Inch Nails will induct The Cure.
A Cure or The?
The Cure.
Oh, okay.
The Cure.
Brian May from Queen will induct Def Leppard.
Oh.
That should be good.
I want to see his hair.
Janelle Monáe will induct Janet Jackson.
Who's that?
Janelle Monáe is good.
Who is that?
She's good.
Did she date Leonardo DiCaprio?
No. I think she's too old for him at this point.
Janelle, why do I not know that name? What is she famous for? Singing?
Singing and some acting as well.
Oh.
So Susanna Hoffs from the Bengals will induct the Zombies. And Simon Le Bon and John Taylor from Duran Duran will induct Roxy Music.
Mm-hmm.
What? Okay. Every year this list, it pisses me off. I don't know. Is Duran Duran in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Like, how can you induct somebody into something you're not in
Harry
yourself?
Harry Styles isn't either.
Oh, certainly, yeah.
Because you love their music. It's odd that he's inducting Stevie Nicks.
I went to the bathroom earlier. Fatboy was in there. It was Harry Styles.
Oh,
it really was.
That's strange.
I recognize the girl Janelle Monáe now. I see her face. Really pretty.
Yeah, she's damn talented, too.
Yeah.
The Dirty Computers.
She should date Leonardo DiCaprio.
She's too old. She's 33.
Ah, oh, she missed it.
Yeah. And you're wondering which one is going to be next.
You read my mind.
Yeah.
Who is it?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Well,
I'll sit here and wonder
forever.
Timeline
grows if you can't date anybody over 25 years of age. Yeah. He's got 4 years with this girl, so.
That's true.
Time's a ticking.
Yeah. It really is. And we need to go.
Yeah. All right. Well,
desperately.
I'm Paige, and those are your Eyes Guys Headlines.
Thank you, Paige. We'll take a break, come back. Nine's TSL question of the day. Maybe we'll find out
Probably
together
not.
Next. Hold on.
Dave.
Just tickle your keypad at 72341. You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet.
Rocks.
Yes, sir. Thank you to everybody who called, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, and text the word podcast 72341. We'll send it to you. Otherwise, go to Google Play or iTunes or the Planet site. That is 933theplanetrocks.com. Paige will rock you at work next. She verified that. Fatboy will be in at 5 a.m. Rise Guys Rewind. We'll go live at 6. Thanks for listening. We'll double up on the FOF line tomorrow, 864-241-4318. Thanks. Bye.
More rock and fewer commercials. A 93-minute rock block hits you between the ears. Next on 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks.
That made it back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.